May the Lord help us to begin this service tonight with hymn 232. Be gone, unbelief, my Saviour is near, and for my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. 232. Thank you.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. Luke 17. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offences will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, being a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? Commanded him, I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things, all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, He said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, Thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not up to them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Let us pray. Dear Lord, do grant that we may not quarrel with thy word or try and work it out, but have that grace to pray that our hearts may be touched with the truth. Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall save it, and so forth, preserve it. Give us to understand the glory of forsaking our own will and to follow thee, to be crucified, and to be crucified with Christ, not my will. Help me to follow thee. Help me to leave the pleasures of time behind. Oh, help me and lead me on pilgrimage. We go not on pilgrimage alone. We are led into pilgrimage. Do thus grant us that meekness of spirit, open our hearts and eyes to understand the scriptures and the meaning of them. Our Lord, many stumble at the word. They stumble at the word. Help us not to stumble at the word, but grant that we may have that desire in our heart to have Jesus first, Jesus only. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Thus do help us now as we come to worship. Grant, Lord, that meekness, that humbleness of mind and heart, that willingness to be nothing. There is that, cogitation, that agitation in the soul. We are often unwilling bearers of thy reproach, but help us to do it cheerfully, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, oh, that our soul could believe what thou hast said and done, and more fully, we don't doubt it, but it is the trying of your faith worketh patience. We look at not at those things which are seen. Help us by faith, by grace, to look upon those things which are not seen. Lord, for those things which are seen are temporal. Are even in Zion, they're passing. But help us to look at those things which are not seen, which are eternal. May we have our hearts set affections upon things above where Christ is. Lord Jesus, where thou art. Oh, how often we are put to the test. Art thou all and in all for me? How often our heart wanders. Oh, Lord Jesus, purify the mind, purify our soul, and bring us to that place of singleness of heart and agreement, and that filial, that simple trust, that complete trust, that absolute waiting on thee alone. Oh, do save us, we pray, from a man's opinion and cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Do help us to look alone to thee, Lord. Art not thou the Lord our God? Art thou my God? We do pray to this. We hope not a stranger. What a mercy not to be a stranger. But there's no neutral ground. Oh, do, this is the deep exercise of our soul. Oh, seal upon our hearts sonship. Nothing less than that will do. Oh, we cannot, we're afraid to come short. How terrible to come short. Oh, may we be sons and heirs, Lord, with thee, poor as we are. May we meet at the cross. Let the poor, needy sinner meet with thee in thy reproach of the cross. Wast thou not made poor? Didst thou not drink the cup of trembling? Didst thou not drink the cup of wrath? Oh, wast thou not alone? Didst thou not suffer? Did not the enemy appear to triumph over thee? Did he not torment? Did not thy father hide thy face? Dear Lord, may we as poor needy ones behold thy suffering. We have just sung, his way was much rougher. I think we have at least. His way was much rougher and darker than mine. And did my Lord suffer? And shall I repine? Do bring the sinner to Calvary. Bring the sinner to the empty tomb. And do appear, we think of dear Mary, do appear. So do meet with us. We humbly ask thy presence. It is not deserved. Lord, our desert is to be brought to confusion now and forever. That is our portion by nature. That is our desert. Open our eyes to see the truth. But all behold the fountain. Oh, the river of God. Oh, that reaches a poor needy sinner. We look to thee now. Cast our care on thee. Commit our way to thee. Fall into thy hands. May we be among those wherein thou didst rejoice. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, who has hid these things from the wise and prudent, to reveal them unto babes. For even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Lord, to be a babe, or to be brought like a little child, there's no pride there. We're not anything much in Zion, and certainly not before thee. Do come and bless the word, it's living bread. Do not the dogs eat of the crumbs, it's living bread. It's crumbs that we so need, heavenly crumbs. Lord, it may only be a little crumb, but if there is eternal life in it, happiness in it, promise in it, covenant in it, however small, ah, Lord, grant that we may feed and rejoice and go on our way. The word here spoken shall surely prevail. So in all this cup of sorrow, in the journey of life, help us to be humble, we would realize we have sinned against thee. Come short of thy glory, come very short, solemnly short. Dost thou not visit us for these things? Dost thou not search our hearts? Help us to put our mouth in the dust and be nothing before thee, glad, just glad that we might and have been remembered. It is more than we deserve. So remember us as we gather, bless this house of prayer, bless the ministry in this place, bless thy servants. Add unto them, bless them, increase them. But thy presence is required. Thy presence is so needed in Zion. And thy blessing is so needed. Oh, do loose the captive free. Remember the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Bless them in their labours. Remember thy one church in the earth. Remember thy people in this evil time. Have mercy on England. Oh, lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, our freedom to worship. We once more pray for our country. Oh, Lord, we are ripening for judgment. But we would be thankful for thy mercies over these years and would acknowledge them. But, O Lord, have mercy on us and make us willing to bear thy reproach publicly. Dear Lord, we pray for all brethren in affliction, pain, suffering, those in hospital, in loneliness, those in bereavement, those in unhappiness, those have a special need. Pray for young men and women going forth in life. Provide for them, may thy fear be in their heart. Bring the prodigals to return, may there be some true prodigals to return, we pray. Bless the Sunday school that is attended to there. And remember all in senior years and younger years and those in middle life. Dear Lord, we seek thy blessing on the word of Christ. We acknowledge every mercy and thank thee for every mercy. Those gospel mercies, those spiritual mercies, those daily mercies, that abundance of supply, that help by the way, those answers to prayer, not worthy of all our praise. Oh, we acknowledge many mercies. the bowels of thy compassion. Ah, Lord Jesus, why was I made to hear thy voice and enter while there's room? While thousands, millions and trillions make a wretched choice and rather stir than come. Why me? O blessed God, why me? Why such a wretch as me? Who forever must lie in hell? Were not salvation free? Help us to put the crown on thy head. And may we not be seen or heard. Let Jesus be seen. And Lord Jesus, speak. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Come, come, Lord, come. Come quickly, we ask, in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Amen.
Hymn 237. Let us ask the important question, brethren, be not too secure, what it is to be a Christian, how we may our hearts assure. Vain is all our best devotion, if on false foundations built. True religion's more than notion, something must be known and felt. 237.
complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, and verse 5, Luke 17, and just the last words of verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Luke 17, verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. The apostles were godly men. They had the Lord with them. They were following him. They enjoyed, they relied on him. And truly his words caused their heart to burn. They were devoted, drawn by grace unto him. And yet there are these godly men who pray and ask that Lord who has called them for an increase in faith. To me it seems to follow something that pertains as an instruction unto us all. And I wonder if they discovered in their heart some deficiency toward others that they needed from him. And he tells them about offences. And it's a very solemn thing. It were better than a millstone. In other words, better to die now than reap unto yourself even greater burnings. It's a solemn thing. I can't offer much more than what the Lord says made into our heart. He then goes on to show them a perfect way. And they realize their deficiency. I believe they do. And let us search our hearts as we come to the text. Dear friend, he says, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses seven times in a day, and seven times in a day he gained to thee, say, he come to thee saying, I repent. Now, it's no good us laying down conditions, friend. It's true, if he repents, we are to forgive him seven times in a day. I wonder how much of that grace is in us. I wonder how much grace. You take your children. You take someone who annoys you. You got that grace? Friends, this is the Lord's grace. This is his teaching. And we need that forgiveness. We have to go to him how many times a day? Regretful, blushing, ashamed. And have we got that grace in our heart? I'm not preaching up a precept. Dear friend, we need to know the love of Christ to forgive others. You know, you can forgive someone, but you still remember it. When the Lord forgives, he doesn't remember it. God does not remember it. He sees his people, the sinner, in his Son. And there's perfection. There's perfection. How vital that we're led to the Son of God. How vital God views the church in his only begotten Son. So is that how he views you? Have we been brought to the Lamb of God? Have we that forgiveness? We long for. He remembers not our transgressions. The law has been fulfilled. The Lamb of God has died and answered all things for his church, his people. He is the first elect, the first chosen, and his people were elect and chosen in him. You may puzzle over election. Remember, how do I understand election for me? Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the first chosen. Behold the firstborn, the Father's first elect. And then, oh, what a mercy to find this Jesus drawing us to his throne, to his footstool. Well, leaving this aside for a moment now, friend, we need great grace to forgive others heartily. And I tell you, friend, we need great grace to believe. And we need great grace to be able to continue in the trying pathway. And dear friend, if we have grace, it's easy to say, oh, I believe we're saved by grace, not of works and so forth, and sit back and curl up and wait for the next sermon. Dear friend, if we have grace, we've got faith. You won't have grace without living faith. And living faith comes by grace, God's grace. It is the gift of God. And all those gospel blessings flow from the bosom of the Father in Christ Jesus. From the bosom of the Father. So, dear friends, I'm not surprised the disciples, being heaven taught, at times would feel their deficiency. Do we feel our deficiency? Our need of him. Our need of faith to be increased or to be expanded, to overcome. Faith to overcome at last. And that faith, not of that. What a mercy, Paul records that. He says, not of yourselves. What a mercy. Friend, what a mercy. My faith doesn't rest on me, or my ability, or my management, or what I think, or my own exercises. It's the gift of God. The quietness of the Spirit, the unseen working in the soul. Lord, increase it. You know, the dear disciples, it seems as the more they were with Jesus, the less they became. It's true, you know. The more they continued with Christ, the less they felt confidence in themselves. They felt lower and poorer until he was taken from them and crucified. Friend, and they were in distress. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Friend, have you those marks of grace when the Lord hides his face, when you see not your signs? Do you feel like a lost sheep on a mountain, all in the cold, without a shepherd? You know, what a mercy to be able to come to him and say, increase our faith. But you know, the Lord seems to take them from one impossibility to another. The first impossibility is, have I got that grace to forgive my brother heartily? Or have I got that burning resentment or I want vengeance on them? What grace have we got? And they ask, increase our faith. Now, dear friends, the Lord takes them to another impossibility, another extremity, and he speaks of a faith to look to a tree. There was this tree close by, no doubt. I think it must be a mulberry tree, I can't be sure. But you see that tree. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say, be plucked up by the roots and be cast into the sea. And it shall obey you. It's very similar to what the Lord, in a different circumstance, spoke to his disciples. This is not the first time, might be the first, might be the second time. I'm not quite sure of the order, but they would have heard this, as is recorded in Matthew concerning mountains. You know, but there's a little key here. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. And we know the kingdom of heaven is like us as a grain of mustard seed, which is the least of all seeds. And it grows. It grows into a bush, a shrub, a tree, wherein the birds come and rest. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. It seems to speak of little faith. And dear friend, it's not the quantity of faith that is expressed here. It's, can you trust him? Have you a ground of hope to trust in him? Is the foundation laid in the soul to believe in him? And is there a continuing and overcoming at last? As we said this morning in this chapter, we read it, is the kingdom of God within you? Is Christ in the heart, the hope of glory? Friend, nothing else. Dependence on the Lord. You know, dear friends, as we go along in religion, we pick up a lot. But when we come to die, how quickly we lose it. Have you thought of that? You think of all your fair religion. Think of your conversations, what that man said and what that minister said, and all that did me. When it comes to the end of the journey, friend, what do you got left? Jesus only. And what a mercy to be exercised now. Jesus only. So, we need our faith increased. And you think of the tribulation that we've been singing of and the perplexities and cares. Friend, do you this night need an increase in faith? Can you trust him? Friend, can you really cast your care on him? Enough to leave it with him and not go away and forget it. That's not leaving it with the Lord. Friends, that's to behold his grace and to know he's your Lord. Have we that faith to know he's my Lord and my God? By glorious covenant transaction, by what he's done for our soul. Now can we trust him? What he could still do for our soul? Can you trust him this night? Are you brought there to behold his grace, his willingness, his mercy? How we need our faith increase. Why is faith so necessary? Why is it a principle, especially of the New Testament, brought out concerning the faith of the patriarchs and of the Old Testament? Because the emphasis in the New Testament is that the Prince of Life has come, and all things have been accomplished, and now the church believes and waits on him. Lord, increase our faith. We read in the Word of God, it is faith that through faith we are justified. We read in the Word of God that justification comes through the grace of his blood. And the apostle speaks of being justified by faith and brings forth Abraham was justified by faith. It was counted to Abraham. Friend, you take the tribulation he was in, the difficulty he was in, the long waiting he was in, the quarter of a century he was waiting for the Lord to appear to fulfill. And all that time, Abraham was in great trial of faith, yet he waited still and hung upon the Lord, depending on him. And we read, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Well, dear friends, I know that Abraham would appear to have made some mistakes. What a mercy salvation is of grace, of the Lord's mercy. Have you made some mistakes? Friend, I guess some of us have staggered a bit. We think we have. And do we make shipwreck? We're ready to be destroyed. But he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Friend, there was a reviving. There is a returning to the Lord. There is a returning to rely entirely on what he said. It was communion to his soul. Abraham, the Lord used to take him out and point to the stars and speak to the sand on the sea. He used to speak to him through the sacrifice. Make covenant through circumcision to show him the glory of the cleansing of Christ. And by blood, those glorious things, Abraham walked by faith. Lord, increase mine. He staggered not, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Friend, it wasn't accounted to him for righteousness when Isaac was born. It was accounted to him for righteousness before he had the blessing. And it's accounted to his people of righteousness as they believe it before they get to glory. It isn't just in heaven where they count, it's on the earth here in the trial of their faith. Lord, they came to him and said unto him, unto the Lord, increase our faith. I turn this text to a prayer. I shouldn't alter scripture, but health and you say, Lord, increase our faith. But notice they came to him. And no doubt Abraham went there now. What does this faith do, friends? You know, it's easy to talk about faith removing mountains and so forth. But when you've got some mountains, oh, friends, what mountains have we got today? What mountains have you got? The Lord says, I will make all my mountains away. We can think of the mountains of Zion and so forth. But, you know, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. I know there was a specific there, which was the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple, which, of course, was vital, really, in a way, for the Lord Jesus to come, to be seen as the new temple, and to bring forth the truth of the holiness of believers, their bodies being the temple of the Holy Ghost. There had to be one to be destroyed in his presence or after his ministry, and he being the new glorious tabernacle of the Holy of Holies in worship. But, you know, Zerubbabel, who was in the line of Christ, was in David's seed, David's son, as you read in the genealogies of the scripture concerning the line of Christ. This Zerubbabel would have been a king on the throne, but of course, they're in captivity. Who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel. Now, was there faith there? How Nehemiah, how he exhorted the reviving, and Ezra, how they were faithful unto the Lord. But you know, as Zechariah speaks, you know, there will be what God has promised, what will be performed. Who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Now what are our mountains tonight? Friends, what does this matter in the way? This tree that needs removing, This sorrow to bring forth godly exercise, this awful sorrow. What is the difficulty? Increase our faith. Let us consider a few things, shall we, spiritually. I'd like to just take a few matters at a time. One is my guilt, my debt, my shame. Do we have any of that exercise? You know, what think ye of Christ? How precious is he?
What did he come for? And why did he die? Was it some theory? Was it not to put away sin? Increase my faith. Here, forgiveness, the atonement, the blood shed, increase my faith. Let us consider these things, dear friends. I know Christ is made precious, and he is, but we want him precious in certain things concerning our life, our heart. It's not some vague idea of, well, Jesus is precious, but in my pathway now, in the weights, the cares that surround me, and my conscience. You know, dear friend, lest the shadow of a spot should on my soul be... The hymn writer says a shadow of a spot. It is our spot, the shadow. Do you have shadows? Memories, painful memories, sorrows that don't go away. Dear David, we spoke a bit of him this afternoon. He had those things in his life that always caused him to remember his wrong. The Lord told him what would happen. The Lord had put away his sin, but there was always the little reminder to what he had been. Soul, are you going the same way? There's those trials that bring to remembrance. And faith, friend, to be made white. Now I have to say to you, I'm not belittling anything the Lord may have done, but don't you want an increase? Don't you need an increase? Or have you got it all? Has it all come and you believe and that's it? And you haven't got any more worries? Dear friend, these disciples, they wanted an increase. You think about they must have felt they wanted more certainties. They wanted to feel stronger to follow him, to be sure that he was their Lord, their Redeemer. Friend, don't you want a faith increased in the atonement? What do we know of the blood, of sprinkling upon our conscience? Those of us who've been baptized, we have professed, I hope we have anyway, that Jesus dying has been made precious to us, and it may be a little statement, just a little faith expressed in what you hope he's done for your soul, but don't you want it increased? And, dear friend, if we believe that the Lord marks for one sin, and if we come short in one point, we come short in all, dear friend, don't we need, as we might call it, that ocean of his love to be upon us? Friend, all my sins forgiven. All my transgressions put away. Are you one of those, dear friends, who feel sometimes you can't breathe? You might think me a bit of an enthusiast, but I think there's one or two in Zion understand me. You can't breathe without being a sinner. You breathe as a sinner. You can't look down the road without your heart, eyes alighting, or your heart going off something. Might be something lawful. Might be some idol, whatever it is. And how we offend against the Lord. We offend with our eyes daily. We offend with our ears daily. We rise up in rebellion and pride daily, dear friend. And we can rise up in murmuring. And you know, the yoke is too hard, isn't it? The Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden... But, friend, we make it too hard. Or is this the way? Does it have to be like this, Lord? Is this the yoke? Increase my faith, Lord. Give me that humble, tender frame, or that I might feel the sweetness, the wonders, the life, the glory of redemption. Is that your prayer? Keep praying on, friend. Keep praying on. Friend, you know how good the Lord has been to lead you a little thus far. Thank him. Thank him. Has he led you a little along into the glories of his mercy, his grace, his dying? Do you know a little? You know a little the righteous man hath is better than all the treasures of the wicked. It might only be a little compared to their treasures. Increase my faith, Lord, in all thy atonement, in thy suffering at Calvary. Increase my faith to believe it was for me. Increase my faith to feel that righteousness flow. If the righteousness flowing is not dependent on my faith, but surely the river of God continues, the gospel, cause my faith to be increased, to believe in thy precious, what thou hast done and spoken to my soul. Has the Lord spoken to you? Are you exercised? Is there a little hope laid in your heart, a little promise? A savour of living righteousness? Have you felt a little forgiveness upon the soul, the dew of the gospel to rest there for a little season? And how we seem to lose it by and by. And we'll to our sad place return. Lord, increase my, do you pray this? Increase my faith, increase our faith, says the disciples. I noticed they said it collectively, you know. And I believe God's people say likewise collectively. You know that hymn we sung in 232? You know, there's a good hymn. You know, there the hymn writer goes forth on the past mercies of God, and his faith is exercised thereby. Surely the Lord can't forsake now. What has the Lord done for your soul? Has he spoken? Friend, how we need faith to believe it still and increase the blessing. You see, it's not just increasing my believing, increase the blessing. Friend, if faith has increased, the blessing increases. You may not believe me, but it's true. Because he doesn't, the Lord, the Spirit, won't increase your faith without an increase in the blessing. Well, what was the point of having your faith increased? We need often that faith increase in the heaviest trials. You know, when is the Lord most precious? When do you plead his promise most? When you're in the furnace. When you're in the furnace. Oh, dear friend, in that gospel voice, that gospel mercy. And I'll be careful what I say here. Those exercises of our soul. How wrong we can be in an exercise, you know. But of course, if you're his child, he'll bring you forth from it. But you know, there are the right exercises. Oh, what the Lord has laid in you in or put you under. The desire of your heart. Lord, how you come to him, perhaps with other disciples, perhaps as a church, I don't know, or as a family, increase our faith. We have those glorious examples which Paul brings forth of the patriarchs and how vital some of them are, you know. What a faith was that Moses had that chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What was the secret? Was it just because he got called? Was it just because he got called to lead the people? So he said, oh, the Lord's called me to this work. Therefore, you know, I'd rather do that than stay in Moses, in my adopted mother's house, and so forth. It's a better work. Not at all, friends. We don't read that of Moses. Something else he had in his heart. He goes on to say, esteeming the reproach of Christ. This is concerning Moses. And Christ was a long way off to come yet by faith he knew his day. esteeming the reproach of Christ. Oh, friend, what sort of faith have we got? Lord, increase it. Dear friends, increase. May it be increased. It's very vital to be increased here. This is the reality of being a pilgrim. We follow Christ. You won't go to heaven without following Christ. You won't go to heaven without bearing his reproach. Esteeming the reproach of Christ. Esteeming it. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. I wonder, friends, how that might find some of us tonight. And he speaks of the reproach of Christ. And that's where the church sit and weep with joy. Why do I say that? He bore your shame at Calvary. You're made willing to bear his shame publicly. When he has borne your shame at Calvary, when he stood covered, charged with your sins. Friend, have you ever known what it is to try and hide yourself? You're so ashamed of yourself before God or even before his people. You feel terrible. And the Lord took that upon him. He took our reproach. Took our shame. What love. What love to come and bleed and die. Have you been led in it? A little. How you want it expanded. How you want that love to grow. How you long to know his love sure for you. Increase our faith. Esteeming the reproach of Christ. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He had respect. Dear friend, are we looking, I said this afternoon, are we looking unto Jesus now? Alone. And considering him, considering his sufferings, who for the joy that was set before him, let into my soul increase my faith here, Lord. The language of the apostle, that was thy pathway, Lord. Oh, dear friends, we would be careful what we say, but am I among those who were to be his joy? Did he suffer, bleed and die for such a wretch as me? Increase my faith, Lord. Increase my faith. Help me. I'm a worm. I can't believe it. What such vast sins forgiven? Friends, awful. Have you got an awful heart? Can you not bear your heart? Awful heart. Friend, a heart wandering, a heart in rebellion, a heart in blasphemy, a heart in, we can't go on, can we? It's too. Friend, what did the Lord suffer if I'm to have hope? You long to feel sin put away. And how will your sin be put away? Where will it be put away? What swallows up death then? Jesus. When you come to the end of the journey, there'll be no victory over the grave, no victory over hell, except Christ be before you, Christ be with you, Christ your redeemer. And so it is now. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. And that also includes Pharisees' flesh and a Pharisee's righteousness, as well as a sinner's flesh. But after the Spirit, that law, for that perfect law of liberty in Christ Jesus, are you walking after the law of liberty in Christ? Is that what you want? It's what your soul longs for. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Increase our faith. And there is that looking for that better country. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Friend, what sort of country is it you're looking for? Is it something round the, you know, something in a few years' time, or something you get round that problem? Dear friend, what does a heavenly country mean? It means very simply Christ in the heart, the hope of glory. Increase our faith in thy love to me, in thy instruction to my heart. Increase my faith in obedience to thy commands, to take up my cross and follow thee. Increase my faith to believe, and help me to know thou hast spoken. You know, his dear people, they feel the awfulness of being deceived. And there you might want faith in, you need faith increased. The prophet warns ever so solemnly about walking in sparks around. Has it ever made you tremble? Well, perhaps I'm the only one then. What it is to walk in sparks of your own kindling. Perhaps some of you don't even worry about these things. Well, if you don't, friend, they make me tremble. Because I know what a treacherous heart I've got. Perhaps you haven't. Perhaps I'm the only one that's got a treacherous heart. But you know, how awful to walk in sparks of your own kindling. How can I be sure? Do you get it? How can I be sure the Lord spoke? Was I deceived? Was it all emotion? Increase our faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that sycamine tree, that mountain, and my transgressions. In the coming towards the end, because the time seems to have run, but let me just speak of the glorious eternal love of God. The love of God. Where do you find the love of God for your soul? Are you looking for it to flow into your heart? Well, in one sense, yes, you are. I would. That's where we need it, don't we? But where has God placed it? Where has the Father placed the fullness of his love? In his only begotten Son, in Christ Jesus. There you are. I think of that hymn. I hope I can find it. What is love? My soul would answer. Naught deserves the endearing name, but the God of love, the Saviour, whose dear heart's a constant flame. It's a tremendous truth. I didn't intend to quote this hymn. View him prostrate in the garden, wet his locks with dews of night, grappling with the powers of darkness, sweating blood, amazing sight. Hear his groans till he expiring cries triumphant, it is done, bearing all the wrathful anger which to us was due alone. Oh, increase my faith. What is love? Then comes the answer. My soul would echo with the saints in heaven above, who through Jesus gone to glory sing in concert, this is love. There, dear friends, what love to come and bleed and die, to bear the cross and shame. What love? On such love my soul still ponder, love so great, so rich for thee. What love led thee to it? What love has brought an exercise to your soul? What love has been brought to your attention for you to thirst after, to long for, that I might know him? That love placed in Christ. And the victory placed in Christ for the poor sinner. Increase my faith. Increase my faith in this love, in the shedding abroad of a desire, friend, the glory, the grace, the attraction of Christ precious. And to you, therefore, which believe he is precious, is he not precious to you this night? Have you got anything else? I tell you, friend, if you're living soul, Jesus will be first precious unto you. He must and will be. Oh, dear friend, bless his holy, glorious name. He is worthy of all our praise. Friend, oh, you're a poor, dependent thing. Well, friend, what do you think Abraham was then? You know, stop for a moment. Think about them all, David, and look at Solomon. Look at Jehoshaphat. Think about them. They were tried. They were tempted. They were tormented. You look at the end of Hebrews 11. Don't you think Abraham was tormented? Look at poor Joseph. Poor Joseph, the soul, his soul entered the iron, as the margin is in Psalm 106. Look at Jacob. All these things are against me. You know, but Jacob blessed both the sons of Joseph, leaning upon the top of his staff, we're told. Increase our faith. Hast thou gone to glory? Friend, the word that the Lord might have caused you to hope upon. I love that expression in the psalm. Remember the word. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. The word upon which you rely, from the Lord himself. Increase my faith. Friend, it's the voice that speaks that's precious. The promise is precious. The pardon is precious. But increase my faith. Oh, Lord, art thou not precious? Hast thou remembered me? Friend, has the Lord ever remembered you? Could you come in? This word was on my mind to speak, although I don't seem to have done it today. Who remembered us in our low estate? His mercy endureth forever. Has he ever spoken? Has he been drawn to him? So are you drawn on life, eternal life. What is eternal life? Is it just that I shall carry on living now without dying, my soul? No, friend, it's not just that. It's my life hid with Christ in God. Jesus is eternal life. Not that I should be spared. Well, we hope we will be. We will in that sense be spared. But we abide in the ark by living faith. You abide in Christ. Is your anchor in the Lamb now? Have you been drawn there? Friend, he was tried. He was tempted. You'll be tried. You'll be tempted. You'll be tossed. Friend, you'll be analysed. The Spirit will search your heart, you know. He searches Jerusalem with candles to purify her, to cleanse her, to bring her closer to him. Increase my faith. Friend, we've got something in front. We've all got different journeys, but we've all got death. We've all got death. Oh, friend, is mine an overcoming faith. It's not of myself, it's the gift of God. But he that died, oh Lord Jesus, let me feel the glory of thy resurrection. Oh, the wonders of thy atonement. Oh, let that be my stability as I come down to the end. Shine, shine. Friend, you know if the Lord doesn't shine, then you'll sink, won't you? Come, whatever profession you've made, how you need Christ. You need him now, but you're going to need him more. Increase our faith to the end of the journey, that I might know thy victory. And Lord, I want that victory in my heart now. I need to feel there's something more than I've got now. Friend, I've got what thou hast given me, and I love it, and I bless thee. But, oh Lord, I need more. Increase the blessing. Increase my faith in the riches of thy grace in thy fullness. Is that thy desire? Faith as a grain of mustard seed. Well, what a mercy to have faith as a grain of mustard seed. to say unto the mountains. You know, it's not you that says it. It's not you telling the mountains. It's faith of the Lord can remove them. Well, that's the secret. I might have said this here before, but you'll have to forgive me. Friend, it's faith in Him to work for you. Poor little you. Poor humble you. Poor needy you. Faith for Him to clear up the cloud. For Him to shine and break through the cloud. That it might be as the noonday in your soul. Lord, increase our faith. Well, I've turned the text into a prayer because the word Lord is the one they're speaking to. But the prayer is, increase our faith. Friend, I don't know about you, but oh, I need my faith increased now. And I know I shall need it increased tomorrow. Lord, they came to Him. Be with me. Help me. Bring me through. And there's one thing that I often pray. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The Lord said to that man, if thou canst believe, what an if. All things are possible to him that believeth. What about the forgiveness of my sins? Does that promise stand? Is that word true? If God be for us, who can be against us? Increase our faith. Lord, I believe. Help thou. Deliver me from my unbelief. And the apostles, note the apostles, said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £660, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening for the nation. And God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening. And Mr. Timothy Rosier, next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the collection next Lord's Day is for the Oakington Building Repair Fund. Let us close with hymn 184. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and ever abides to answer our need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up in store a plentiful treasure to give to the poor. 184.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.